Amazon has announced it's pulling its plan to build a second headquarters in New York City, citing opposition by some state and local politicians. WXXI's Karen DeWitt has more.
The company, in a statement, says after much thought and deliberation, they've decided not to move forward with plans to build a headquarters for Amazon in Long Island City, Queens. The statement points out that a recent poll showed 70% of New Yorkers wanted the project, but Amazon says a number of state and local politicians have made it clear that they oppose our presence and will not work with us. Governor Andrew Cuomo had engineered the deal, along with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, but he was criticized by some local residents, progressive groups, and politicians who represent the area, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. They oppose the nearly $3 billion subsidy to the company, which is run by Jeff Bezos, one of the richest men in the world. One of those opponents is Senate Deputy Majority Leader Michael Gianaris, whose district included the proposed Amazon site. He says Amazon was arrogant and acted like a bully. He says they did not take into account the needs of the community, including adequate public transportation and the need for more schools and affordable housing.
What happened today is that the people of New York stood up, an affected community raised its hand and said, I have some questions about this deal that we knew nothing about. And instead of dealing with those questions in a responsible way, Amazon took its ball and left town.
The Democratic Senate leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, earlier this month recommended Gianaris to a key oversight board. It had the power to approve or reject portions of the project, a signal that the project might be derailed. Progressive groups who oppose the deal, including the organization Make the Road, called Amazon's decision to withdraw a landmark victory for our communities. Governor Cuomo did not comment publicly, but he issued a statement expressing deep disappointment. He said a small group of politicians put their own narrow political interests above their community, and he warned that they should be held accountable for the loss of a project that he says would have brought 25,000 good-paying jobs and nearly $30 billion in new revenue. Tensions have been simmering between Cuomo, a Democrat, and the newly formed Senate Democratic majority, and the differences over Amazon have brought those divisions out into the open. Business groups also expressed dismay over Amazon's decision. Catherine Wild with the New York City Partnership said the constant criticism of Amazon sends a terrible message to the job creators of the city and the world. Senator Gianaris says he hopes the failure of the Amazon deal represents a turning point for large taxpayer-funded subsidies for wealthy corporations.
This is actually an important moment, not just for New York, but for our nation. This should be a launching point to discuss the logic of these corporate subsidies that are plaguing the entire country. We saw it happen with Foxconn up in the Midwest, in the upper Midwest. There is example after example of public dollars being wasted and being given to the most giant corporations among us, and disaster after disaster follows.
Meanwhile, upstate communities that had competed unsuccessfully for the new headquarters asked the company to take a second look at their regions. Broome County executive Jason Garner in the state's economically struggling southern tier released a letter inviting the company to come for a visit. But Amazon says they do not intend to reopen their search at this time. They say they'll proceed with plans for expansion in Virginia and Nashville and at other sites around the country. In Albany, Karen DeWitt, WXXI News.